Good morning. It's Thursday morning. It's 4 minutes past seven. And I'm drinking a cup of apple and cinnamon tea. And I wanted to ask you a question. But before I get to the question, let me just tell you a very quick story. Over the last, we'll say 4 days, on the school run in the morning and on the school run coming back from, well, actually back from her childminder, I've made up a story. I've told my daughter a story on Audioboo, and there are bits of her in it as well, increasingly bits of her in it. The good thing about this for me is that she used to be very, very keen on Audioboo or on stories which we recorded on Audioboo and shared via Audioboo rather. And then she went off the idea. We stopped and she's been dead against it and she's been sort of saying no Audioboo, no Audioboo, whatever happens. And even when I'm making Audioboo myself and she's around, she says derogatory things really about it. So she's gone through that. But I did a bargain with her this week. I think it was really Monday. And I said, well, look, if you want me to tell you this story, and I mean, I tell it as if it really did happen when I was a child, I have to record it on Audioboo because I'm not going to tell you a story without recording it. So she agreed, kept quite quiet in the first one. And I thought that, well, the story I would tell her would be a single journey in the car. But the story has built, and in a nutshell, we're up to chapter 6. In other words, there are 6 Audioboos, and the story isn't finished yet. And I haven't shared any of them. And I'm kind of wondering what would be the best way to share them. The reason I'm asking is that if there were only 2, let's say, I'd do it in a very normal way. I just put the 2 of them up at the same time. But to put, let's say, 6 or even 8 of them up at the same time runs the risk of cheesing people off and providing too much in one go. So the question I'd like to ask you is, what should I do? What would be the best way of sharing the story? Now, of course, only a tiny number of people will be interested in listening to the story. I suspect that it will be people predominantly with children, but maybe I'm wrong. And the more I've been telling the story, the more I have started to imagine that there might be at least one person out there who would play the story to their child, and that their child might want to listen on. Well, of course, there's always the danger you fall in love with your own work. So, you know, it's, and indeed if I, you know, could take a long-term view of this, I would kind of bury it for about a month and I'd come back to it and listen to it in a month's time when I was more distant from it and see what I thought about it before I share it. But I've got too many other things going on, so it's, in my mind, it's, you know, share it or die. That's the issue I'd love some advice on. You know, what should I do with, let us say, a total of 8 Audioboos, which range in length from about 17 minutes to 6. Can't give you the exact length of each one now. But that's the issue this morning, 8 minutes past 7. It's still dark here in Glanmire, in outskirts of Cork City, on the east side. And I expect it'll be a very wet day again today, like it has been, or feels like it has been, ever since Christmas. Okay, have a great day. Bye.